If you believe in the sale and purchase of goods and services across international borders with little to no government tariffs, quotas, subsidies, or prohibitions to limit their exchange, you believe in free trade. We refer to tariffs, quotas, subsidies, etc., as trade barriers. Proponents of pure free trade would like to see no trade barriers at all. Believers in free trade say that there should be a more efficient allocation of resources globally. They say that this would lead to greater economic growth, lower prices for consumers, more choice, and better quality products. Wikipedia has the following definition of the term. Free trade is a trade policy that does not restrict imports or exports. In government, free trade is predominantly advocated by political parties that hold economically liberal positions, while economic nationalist and left-wing political parties generally support protectionism, the opposite of free trade. The opposite of free trade is protectionism. A country that imposes high tariffs and widespread quotas on imports is protectionist. It believes that by imposing trade barriers, it is protecting local companies and jobs. However, over the long term, protectionism undermines economic growth. None of the world's most protectionist nations are among the 10 or 20 wealthiest, that is, their citizens' standards of living are low. North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela, for example, have adopted protectionist policies, contrasting with the United Kingdom, Germany, Japan, and Australia, which embrace a more free trade-oriented approach. Generally, the latter group of countries enjoys higher levels of economic prosperity. Other factors also play a part in the difference in standards of living, apart from international trade. Free trade, at its core, is founded on the concept of competitive advantage. This principle suggests that you should produce and export goods and services that you are best at, and import goods that would be more expensive to produce at home. By doing so, your country can specialize in certain industries, leading to more efficient production and a boost in economic output. Some people say that if their government imposed no tariffs, quotas, or other barriers of trade, it would lead to job losses in domestic industries that cannot compete with imported goods. Other critics raise concerns about the environmental impact of transporting goods over long distances and also the potential for lower labor standards. Supporters of free trade, however, argue that protectionism allows second-rate companies to continue operating in the marketplace, that is, it rewards producers or inferior goods. Ultimately, they say, the economy suffers, as do consumers. Economists say that the more a country trades freely, the more it fosters innovation. With competition, companies are pushed to innovate to maintain or boost market share. Free trade leads to better products and services, further benefiting consumers. However, there are some challenges when a country operates in the international marketplace without trade barriers for the first time. Adjusting to global competition requires flexibility from workers and industries. The government may need to implement policies to support workers who suffer because of these changes through retraining programs or education. In practice, pure free trade does not exist. All governments worldwide impose some trade barriers to either protect their industries, respond to other countries' unfair practices, or due to domestic political pressures.